I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Adeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Adeo 2 Charter School, Adeo Charter School 3, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and the public. So Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, CEO of Westland Financial Services and board member for Adeo Charter Schools.
All right, Laura Barrero is, I happen to know, on a holiday. And I am here, Greg Haggard. So we do have 1.3, we do have a quorum. I would look for a motion to approve 1.3, which is establishing the quorum.
Motion to approve the quorum.
I will second that. And Tim, your vote?
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard votes aye. Thank you. So the Pledge of Allegiance, this is always tricky via Zoom, but if I could guide you through the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. I'm at 1.5, the approval of the agenda. I'd be looking for a motion for approval of that item, Tim.
Motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second that. And your vote, Tim?
Aye. Morton,
Greg Haggard is aye. So that motion passes. Now to public comment 2.0. So on the non-agenda public comment 2.1, this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, 2.2 agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. And this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
I think we have a member. Oh, maybe it's David Crean. We're not sure. I'm not sure if we have a someone on board that is not necessarily in-house. That unidentified person might be David Crean. So we're not sure.
245-49. Yeah, this is David. It might be coming up as me as a guest.
Okay, good. Welcome, David.
Sorry
well,
about that.
And we got a little excited there for a minute that we might have a member of the public joining us. We certainly
I would like to.
It'd be wonderful.
I'm sorry about that.
May I ask a question, Greg? Lynn, is SSP and Adeo's retreat running simultaneously? Since Lynn is not here, do we need to go through the same thing with the SSP board?
We have SSP board. We have Eric, David.
Yes, I know who we have. I just want to know through the introduction that Len would do and Greg would do, or can Greg do it for both?
Correct. And then we establish a quorum also. Yeah. So do we have a quorum for SSP? Because I'm only seeing two.
Jane is coming on right now. She's just having a little technical difficulty and she'll be joining us. So we will have one, Jane, David, Scott, Eric. So yes, we will have a quorum.
Okay.
My question, Len is not here to go through the agenda, which I got a separate agenda for Adeo and I got a separate agenda for SSP. Does someone have to go through the SSP agenda?
Because it's combined, either one of the board corporation can do it, similar to what we did the last time. Only one person was managing the meeting.
So you're the guy, Greg. You're it for both.
I'm the man.
He's the man. Thank you.
You bet. So I'd like to reflect that Laura Barrera just joined us.
Hello, hi, Laura. Sorry for being late. I'm having technical difficulties.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
It must be significant. I've worked with Laura now for 9 years and I've never seen her even 1 second late. So you're excused.
Thank you.
So we're on 2.2. The agenda items, public comment. Are there any public comments on agenda items? So hearing none, we're down to the moving on to the public hearing 3.0, board workshop. So 3.1, strategic initiative presentations. Mary, would you guide us through that, please?
Actually, Tim Tudor is the man on this one, and he's worked with staff to prepare your presentation, and he'll do the introductions and get us going.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
We would like to continue on with our presentation from our previous meeting a month ago, where we will be introducing and updating you on curriculum and professional development that'll be happening during the 2021 school year. So we have Catherine Rambo, who is our curriculum and professional development coordinator, will be giving you a presentation. She will have a PowerPoint, so she'll pull it up. And so you won't see as many folks on the screen as you do currently now, but she will give time for questions throughout the presentation. And then at the end, we will end at exactly 1 hour. So we will get you onto your next appointments today. But if you have questions throughout or at the end of the presentation, please feel free to raise your hand on the Microsoft Teams. There's a little hand high five icon at the top. Or you can just go ahead and jump in and ask your question. So Catherine, if you'd like to go ahead and start your presentation, this is one of 20 strategic initiatives that we have for this year and falls in a couple different of the categories.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Tim. And thank you board members for having me back to talk to you about the curriculum and professional development updates. As Tim said, my name is Catherine Rambo. I'm the Curriculum and Professional Development Coordinator with Alta Schools. So I wanted to start with some curriculum highlights, and we did touch on these at the last workshop, but we wanted to go over them again a little bit slower this time. All of our 7 schools have approved NCAA, UC A through G, and College Board lists. And this is important because it speaks to the level of rigor with our curriculum. Each of these 3 different entities goes through a different curriculum review process and takes several months to establish a very thorough review back and forth with all of these entities. Within those lists, 100% of our core courses, so our English, our math, our science, our social studies, and our world language courses are approved by the NCAA. So all of our student athletes have the opportunity to play at those Division 1, 2, and 3 schools once they graduate from our program. 100% of our core courses, again, math, English, social studies, and science, and world language courses are approved with UC A through G lists. So this means that all of our students graduate with a diploma that's recognized as college ready, and they can enter the university at the freshman level.
Catherine, and then again,
yes.
I noticed that it says it can't display content. I don't know if that's on my end or if it's on everybody's end. Is your PowerPoint projecting?
I see it on my end.
I see it.
Okay, great. Keep going. Sorry for the interruption.
It's fine. And then we have 100% of our advanced placement courses are on our UC list, NCAA list. And College Board actually has to go through and approve our advanced placement courses as well. Looking at curriculum development for this year, our math department is focused on the teacher resource guide that's aligned to our Smarter Balanced assessment. This is work from our Smarter Balanced blueprint. We collected all of the targets and resources, instructional activities, curriculum, additional supports and scaffolds, and put it together in a teacher resource guide for teachers so that when they're teaching their tutoring sessions, they have all of the resources in one place at their fingertips, and they know where additional resources are for their students. With English, we just released American Literature, and we are focused on 7th and 8th grade release this year. Again, the focus is on that smarter balanced assessment, and these are the grade levels that are tested with the smarter balanced test. Our science curriculum just released biology last year, and the focus this year is on earth and space science. And social studies is working on US history as well as big history. And so we spoke a little bit about big history last time. This is Bill Gates' pet project, where he has the history of science and innovation and technology, and it's married with history, what's going on in the world, and together it creates this big history of us in society. Recently, our world language frameworks from the CDE have been updated, so that means language courses have to be revised. This year, we're focused on our first year world language courses, including Spanish 1, French 1, and German 1. And then looking at our electives, starting with our CTE electives, our Green Energy Capstone course and our Information Communication Technology Capstone course, as well as Psychology, will be released this year, and our All to Success course is being revised. And if you don't know about this All to Success course, it is a fantastic course that we give to our students who enroll with us that come to us without a transcript. So we may not know exactly what course to put them in without that transcript. And All to Success is the first course for them that prepares them for independent study and all the skills that they need to be successful in our program and time management, as well as starting them working on career development and post-high school pathways. We're also adding a middle school health course. And for our visual and performing arts classes, in the same way that our world language frameworks were updated, our visual and performing arts frameworks were updated as well. So art and music appreciation will be released this year. And you've probably heard about the ethnic studies frameworks that are coming from the CDE. We have four different ethnic studies courses that will be developed. And the first one, our Africa and African American studies, is going to be released this year. To give you some information about our career technical education program, we have a fantastic program that's the intersection of our high priority labor needs of the region, as well as our student career interest that we get from our Naviance platform. Altogether, we have 7 career pathways, and those career pathways are aligned to the frameworks for career technical education, and they include 300 instructional hours with a concentration course and then a capstone course to finish it off. Altogether, we have 28 CTE courses that include the career pathways courses as well as general exploratory career classes. The majority of those courses are UC A through G as a college prep elective, so these classes are great for our students who are going on to the four-year college. Our goal is to have certification where there is certification possible, and the newest thing that we've added through our fellows program is we have courses that are articulated with MiraCosta College. So what that means for our students is they take our courses, our curriculum that has been developed internally by our teachers. MiraCosta has reviewed our curriculum and has designated several courses that actually count as college credits. So our students complete college credits by completing the coursework here at our Alta schools. In the next slide, we see the different certifications and articulations with our career pathways. So child development, we have articulated with MiraCosta Child Development 299. And one of the learnings from this project was that We expected our career pathways courses to articulate at entry-level college classes. So we were expecting a Child Development 100 course. And really the level of rigor within the courses that we've been creating are articulating at higher courses, at higher level courses in the college level. For our Design, Visual, and Media Arts career pathway, we have Adobe Certified Associate Certification in Photoshop, and then that Photoshop class is articulated with MiraCosta, so they get college credit as well as certification. For Hospitality, Tourism, and Recreation, students complete that career pathway as a Certified Hospitality and Tourism Management Professional, which is a national certification. And again, that career pathway is articulated with MiraCosta's Hospitality 100 course. And then we have the two classes that we spoke about in the previous slide that are being developed this year to be released within our Environmental Resources career pathway and Information Support and Services. And we expect articulation with MiraCosta. So one of the ways within the Fellows project, we've integrated that project in the department is when we are developing our CTE courses, we do look ahead at the MiraCosta college syllabi and we align our course content with that. So not only are we using the model framework standards that the state requires, but we're also pulling in content from the college so that when we release the course, we can expect to articulate it very easily with MiraCosta college because it's already aligned. Last time we were here, the instructional department spoke about our Illuminate integration. And Illuminate is the platform that houses all of our student data when it comes to assessment results. So there are some assessments such as the Smarter Balanced Assessment, the summative and interim assessments are the results of our LPAC that are in Illuminate. But we also have the opportunity within this program to create our own internal assessments. And that's what we did with our Illuminate learning checks. The work that we did last year was Strategic Initiative 1 and looking at the blueprint of what is actually tested on the Smarter Balanced, we've developed formative assessments that we've embedded into our curriculum that are aligned to those blueprints. So at all points within a course or even instructionally within tutoring sessions, we have a gauge on student performance towards these standards and targets. So we have 100% of our math, English, science, social studies, both our online curriculum with Edgenuity and our Altus created curriculum, they have these Illuminate learning checks embedded within the curriculum. And those learning checks again are aligned to the SBA weighted standards that are within the blueprint. We also use Illuminate for our end of course exams. So all of our courses, again, both Edgenuity and Altus have end of course exams within Illuminate. And so the tricky part with this was last year we had to align our the Edgenuity curriculum, the online curriculum, with our Altus curriculum so that at all points within the curriculum, they were parallel together with the same content and the same standards so that our end of course exams could be aligned. We have a systematic approach to using data and integrating curriculum and professional learning. And the foundation of the data informing curriculum is with those Illuminate end of course exams. So within Illuminate, we're able to look at a high level for proficiency. We do an item analysis and we look at the equity reports to see how our student groups are performing on these end of course exams. That data is then reviewed in our Altus Pathways Advisory Council Department Professional Learning Communities. So these professional community learning communities are reviewing and discussing the data within Illuminate as it relates to these end of course exams. And they're looking for trends of commonly missed questions, both holistically within the entire school, but also its student groups. From there, we get to an action. So if there are trends with commonly missed questions, we know that we need additional instructional activities and scaffolds and supports to support that student learning. And our department PLCs decide, is this a curriculum enhancement where we're going back into our courses and we're adding additional activities or different ways to access content? Or is this something that we deploy in an Altus University session where the teachers need the tools and the resources for these instructional sessions within their tutoring sessions? And throughout the entire process, we're monitoring those SBA weighted standards with the Illuminate learning checks as they're embedded in the curriculum. And we can go back and, just like we did with the end of course exams, we can add additional activities to the curriculum or deploy something through our Altus University's system. Before I move on to Altus University, did anyone have any questions about curriculum or any of the work that we're doing with that program?
No. No questions for me.
All right, great. So Altus University is our professional learning system for all segments of our workforce. Altus University begins with five pillars. So all of our Altus University sessions go within the pillar of curriculum content, student engagement, staff and teacher efficiency and effectiveness, ethical and societal responsibilities, or strategic planning. We've also aligned Altus University to California Quality Professional Learning Standards. So this ensures that our professional learning is based on data and that we provide content for the curriculum and pedagogy for instruction. We're operating under an equity lens for all of our students and teachers. The design and structure is coherent for what we need. The collaboration between teachers, and there's a shared accountability. It also provides that we have resources, both with human capital and financial resources, that are set aside for the professional learning, and that all of it is aligned to our school's mission, vision, and values. On top of that, we've also aligned it to our state priorities, our 9 state priorities, and our LCFF and LCAP. And this year, the move is going to be to continue that alignment thread, and we are aligning it to key performance measures and key support processes. So we'll continue our alignment with that. In our last session, the instructional department spoke a little bit about our Altus University dashboard focused sessions. This is an outcome of Strategic Initiative 1. Again, as we're focused on dashboard outcomes and student learning, we wanted to make sure that the professional learning within Altus University supported that. So what we learned from our review of the SBA blueprint claims was that we have literacy standards that are actually taught in science, social studies, and CTE. So students are being tested on the English Smarter Balanced Assessment on standards that are from science, social studies, and CTE. So we wanted to make sure that everything that we taught within Altus University for curriculum content aligned to these blueprint claims that the students will be tested over on the Smarter Balanced Assessment. So all of our ELA, math, science, social studies, CTE sessions are aligned to those blueprint claims, and teachers get instructional activities to do with their students in instructional sessions. The math sessions specifically are also aligned to the pacing guide targets. So we have a pacing guide where if the teachers use it in their instructional sessions with the tutoring sessions, so that we know every month we should be hitting this specific target or this specific standard. So we wanted to align the math sessions so that teachers get that upfront content and those instructional strategies so that they can then go back and teach it to their students at the resource center. The dashboard focus also integrates the Illuminate learning checks. So during these AU sessions, we're having teachers go through and look at student performance and adjust their instructional plan based on how their students are performing on these Illuminate learning checks. We also get information as to what to give to teachers in these AU sessions for what they need. In all of our AU dashboard focus sessions, teachers get those differentiated instructional activities that are already in our curriculum that they can provide instruction at this resource center level with their students and that helps with course completion. And then the teachers are assigned to these cohorts based on the status and change of their Smarter Balanced results, which we'll go over in just a minute.
Okay, before you, Altus University, I guess you're still gonna go on. I'd like to share that the quality of Altus University has grown dramatically over the last few years, and particularly under Catherine's direction. It's more than professional development. That's why we call it a university. And we are looking to incorporate, as we go forward, a real certification. You might, I don't know if you're planning on talking about that at all, Catherine, but if you want to talk about our work with the Commission on Teacher Credentialing, so we can start providing credentials for our own teachers, specifically in the area of special ed.
Thank you, Mary. I will definitely discuss the CTC program towards the end. We have, again, a systematic way for us to use data with Altus University, and the dashboard focus cohorts that we've created are basically a personalized professional learning plan for teachers. So in the same way that we personalize learning for students, we also do that with our teachers and staff based on what the data is telling us. So when we created these dashboard focused cohorts, we looked at our Smarter Balanced Assessment summative results, and we were looking at status and change. And so this is aligned to the teacher scorecard, and it's also aligned to our dashboard indicator for how we move across the 5x5 matrix into the different colors. So we want a specific status of a specific cut score, or we want that 3-point growth, because that is what the matrix is set on. So we looked at every individual teacher's results based on status and change, and we created 4 different cohorts based on teacher results. So we have an ELA focused cohort where teachers met the math status or change, but they did not meet the English. So their focus really is on developing literacy skills and instructional activities for their students. We have a math focused cohort where the teacher did not meet the status or change for math, but they did for English. So again, their focus is on those math instructional strategies. Some teachers did not meet status or change in both English and math, so they are focused on professional learning in both. And then for the teachers who did meet status or change for both ELA and math, they're enrolled in what's called a broad course of study, which is a little bit more flexible. They're still, they still need to have a minimum number of 10 professional development hours in math instructional strategies, but they get to pick and choose a little bit more what they do. So the summative results come out in about July. We get the preliminary results, and so we're doing the work of the dashboard focused cohorts during that time. The SBA interim happens around November, December timeframe. So we take the results from that SBA interim assessment that our students complete, and we revise the focused cohorts because we want to make sure that Altus University stays agile and we're constantly process improving. So based on teacher information, teacher data, student outcomes, we're able to either adjust a teacher into a different dashboard focus cohort, or we can adapt the rest of the AU session topics based on if there's a new area of need for students based on the SBA interim. And then how do we know this is successful? We'll know when we get the results of the SBA summative that next year. So unfortunately, we haven't had results now this past year. We didn't test, but we'll be using the SBA summative to evaluate this dashboard focused cohort system. And again, throughout the entire thing, we're also looking at student outcomes on those Illuminate learning checks And that gives us a good idea of whether or not these dashboard focused cohorts AU sessions are successful, because then we'll see that we have positive student outcomes on those learning checks, or if we need to adjust anything that's being presented in those AU sessions.
If I could just again, that is critically important, because one of the things that we found is that in a traditional classroom, very often a teacher with so many students that's not working on an individualized basis will say, but I taught that, but I taught that. And our position is, you taught it, but it's not taught unless it's learned. So there has to be that reciprocal relationship. So the monitoring they do constantly to see if the student learning is happening is absolutely critical. Teaching isn't happening if learning isn't happening. So just a thought there.
Thank you. Aside from the dashboard focused cohorts for Altus University, we are also focused on certifications. So the main certification that we're looking at this year is our Leading Edge certification. This is a certification so that teachers get the skills that they need to be successful blended learning teachers and virtual teaching teachers, which is critical right now in this distance learning environment. And so by the end of this year, the majority of our schools will have 100% of their teachers with this Leading Edge certification. Also, with our focus on equity, making sure that our students have access to equitable and culturally proficient instructional strategies, we've partnered again with the Wright Institute, which the instructional team spoke about last time we were here. So that's Writing Redesign for Innovative Teaching and Equity. And it provides specifically research-based strategies for our English learners so that they have access to the skills and the scaffolding necessary to be successful in writing. What we've learned from this is a lot of the strategies that are good for our EL students are good for all of our students. And we've been able to embed a lot of these writing process activities into our curriculum already. And the last certification that we are continuing is our gifted and talented education. So we want to make sure that all of our learners, including our high achieving GATE students, have access to be challenged in our curriculum. So we are continuing with that certification as well.
And in California, if I might add, California, funding for GATE students disappeared long ago, but we've continued to provide services for those identified as GATE.
Another important workforce segment is our office staff. So Altus University is not only for teachers, it's also for our Altus staff. And through meetings with department managers and surveys with the office staff, we've identified the main focus for this year on quarterly technology sessions that are focused on our migration to the Office 365 environment and tools and trainings for our office staff to be more efficient in their day-to-day work, as well as quarterly health and wellness sessions to maintain that work-life balance. Altus University also has a family learning series. So this is professional learning for parents and families and guardians of our students here. And we've been really excited to roll this out last year. And as we have rolled it out, more and more people are excited and we keep adding things to our family learning series. So the initial three that we had planned for the year, in August, we had our educational program at Altus Schools, and this was based on feedback from our parent survey that we deployed in the summer, where a lot of our summer school families wanted to know more about what school was like during the regular year, with distance learning and school districts not really establishing a timeline for reopening. A lot of our parents were worried about their resident schools' response to distance learning. So we had a really great counselor training with families to talk about our regular program. This past week, we had a family learning series about our advanced placement program. And this was fantastic. There were a lot of questions about AP courses and why should we take AP courses. And so I was able to talk to students and families about why they would want to take an AP course, what was expected of them in our different AP courses, and also our registration process for AP exams. In January, we have scheduled to coincide with our College and Career Week, a training for families with CTE career pathways and early college credit. So this training is specifically looking at the in-demand industry sectors in San Diego area, and we and our career pathways that align to that, and how the students can get that articulated credit with MiraCosta College. This fall, the counselors have also created a family learning series where this fall they are focused on FAFSA, financial aid for our seniors, and walking families through completing that, as well as college applications. In the spring, they have additional sessions that support college planning for our students who are planning to go to college. An exciting update that helped transition to distance learning was our WAVE and the AU portal within the WAVE. So before we had this program, we had physical paper sign-up sheets that we had to print out and teachers had to sign. And then we put those signatures into a spreadsheet to get attendance information. With the AU portal, everything is digital. So at a click of a button, if you click on that AU calendar, all of the Altus University professional learning sessions are already in the AU portal for the entire year. So teachers and staff members can sign up for these sessions, and the AU portal automatically sends an Outlook invite with the Teams link to the training. Teachers and staff members are able to look at their course history and see where they are as far as the hours that they need to complete. We have the Altus stream, which I'll talk about more in just a minute. And then our instructor's corner is fantastic. It's a way for us to house documents for every professional learning. So regardless of whether or not you were at the training, you have access to all the handouts, PowerPoints, anything that was taught during that professional learning. So a little bit about Altus Stream. I'm super excited about the Altus Stream, and it keeps getting better and better. Think of Altus Stream as YouTube for professional learning. So everything that we are able to deploy with Teams, we record and we house in the Altus Stream. So looking at it, when you first land on the Altus stream, you get a carousel of trending videos. So videos that have a lot of playbacks, it's already going to be brought to your attention. So if you look at this screenshot, it shows that the middle school math number sense targets A, B, and C is trending right now. So maybe I want to watch that if I click on it. There's also this really great search button up at the top. So if I'm searching for something that I remember hearing at Altus University, or maybe I wasn't able to attend, I can easily search all of the professional learning sessions that have been recorded. So we've talked a lot in this presentation and with the instructional team about Illuminate Learning Checks. So if I forgot something with Illuminate Learning Checks, I could search for the video, and all of the videos that have anything to do with Illuminate Learning Checks or have mentioned Illuminate Learning Checks in any way will show up on this screen. So just looking at the very first video that shows up, this is basically what it looks like. And hopefully you can see some of the highlights. So first of all, the bigger box is the video of the professional learning that happened, and you can see all of the participants, and it's like you were actually there. We also have segmented topics that are in the additional details. So if I'm looking for something very specifically, I wanted to know how to print small slips for work samples, I could see the topic in the additional notes and I can click on the timestamp, and that takes me directly to the 14 minutes and 26 second spot in the video, and I can get the answer to my question. We also have some teachers who may not be able to attend an Altus University session for a variety of reasons. The main one being they're probably teaching students during instructional sessions at the time. So we have a way that we can count teachers watching these stream videos through embedded forms in the video. So at the beginning of the video, you can see in this one specifically, at the 1 minute mark, they have their first interactive activity that they have to complete. When they complete that, it sends it to my department. And then they have another verification and attendance at the end of the video. And sometimes they have even more interactive activities that they need to complete. And this is a really great way to where teachers can have on-demand professional learning that's very flexible for their schedule, especially right now during the remote working and distance learning time. Very exciting. So looking ahead at this year, we are looking to continue our AP program expansion and getting our students access to rigorous college level courses at our schools. We're also continuing the growth of our early college credit program to support dual enrollment and articulation. Again, we want students to have access to completing college classes before they graduate from high school, which supports our college and career indicator, but in reality is just really great high-level instruction for our students. I get really excited about harnessing and leveraging technology. The more efficient we can make our day-to-day activities, the more room we have for innovation and changing things. So we're looking to continue that opportunity. Mary mentioned the CTC Commission. We're putting in an application to the Teacher Credentialing Commission so that we can have our own teacher credentialing, clear credential program for special education. So we're working on that right now with the help of some of our team from the Fellows Program to submit that application soon. And then we also are continuing our collaborative systems approach with data instruction and then curriculum and professional development so that we can continue this upward trend and support student learning. That is my presentation for today. Thank you very much. I'll stop presenting and open up to see if anyone has any questions.
Denise, I think you're talking, but you're on mute.
I thought I hit that, but thank you. I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. This is a remarkable systematic process. For those of you in our Baldrige family, understand how powerful that is. And it also is extremely integrated. So for those of us pursuing 2021, I think we may want to make sure that in Category 5, we speak to this quite heavily. It's very, very good. Thank you.
Any other questions for Catherine around curriculum, professional development? I know many of you that have been with us for quite some time now are familiar with aspects of this, but if any of the new members have anything that they'd like to share or questions they have, we'd be happy to answer those. We do a lot of curriculum writing on an ongoing basis. Our teachers drive it, as Catherine mentioned, which is great. And the professional development is every day throughout the week. So this is a big, big aspect of our organization.
I was very anxious to have Scott listen to this too. And offline, Scott, I'd be very interested in what your impression is or any suggestions you have. He's an instructional expert. And Jane is on somewhere here too, isn't she? So any longer feedback that you want to share, we're certainly open and interested. Thank you.
Well, well done. As always, most impressive. I really appreciate the time and energy that has gone into that. And thank you for rolling that out today. So we can keep up with you in some tiny way. But I really appreciate that. Is there anything else that we want to talk about today before I excuse the class?
My apologies to everybody for being late. We all know technical difficulties can get in the way. I'm sorry that people had to wait for me.
That's all right. Tim, is there another part to the presentation, or is that it for today?
That is it for today, but we do have more presentations lined up when you are available. We have a Baldrige presentation, and we have a data assessment presentation that are both excellent, that we'd like to bring you up to speed on those as well. So hopefully we can schedule some additional time this fall or during the winter.
Love to. Thank you.
Just let us know if you're interested. Particularly in the Baldrige, we're anxious to have a real broad impact in terms of the work that's being done there. We want to be sure that every segment of our learning community is really well versed on the Baldrige process and how we fit into the Baldrige process. And Denise, of course, is an expert in that area, and so she would be able to share some thoughts with us. So if it's okay, Tim, I'd like to set that up as the next one, the Baldrige meeting. Don't you think, Greg, that'd be a good idea? The Baldrige?
Mm-hmm. I would. Okay.
Thank you. And great job today. Great job. Great job. Very proud of you. I always think I can be so proud of staff, but then they turn around and make me even prouder. Good job.
Well done.
Unless there's anything else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Tim?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. So Laura seconds that. Thank you. And then I'll call for the vote. So Laura?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Greg is aye. So we are adjourned. Our next regular board meeting is October 21st at 1 p.m.
That's for Adeo, and for SSP, it's at 8:30 in the morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.